Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about turkeys in the woods. I was walking in the woods at twilight on an April evening when suddenly I heard a great noise like an explosion coming from overhead. I ducked my head instinctively, and I remember a feeling of primal fear. As the noise continued, I looked up and saw a flock of black pterodactyls flying through the treetops, or so it seemed at that terrifying moment. But as I watched these prehistoric creatures, I realized that they were just turkeys, whom I had apparently disturbed as they were settling in for the night in their treetop roosts. Silly me, I thought. I must have scared them as much as they scared me. Up until that experience, I hadn't really thought about turkeys very much, hadn't known they roosted in trees at night, had experienced them mostly as the savory roast at the Thanksgiving feast. But as I was to learn, there is a lot more to the turkey than just drumsticks. And it is fitting, really, at this time of year to look at the turkey because now is right in the middle of turkey mating season, and there is a lot of turkey activity happening in the woods. We can hear the males making their gobbling mating calls, and if we are very fortunate, we may see a male in full courtship display, strutting about with his tail spread like a glorious fan, his wings drooped to the ground, shaking his feather quills so they rattle audibly. Each hen now lays 8 to 16 brownish spotted eggs in scraped hollows in the ground, which hatch in 28 days. It will be June before we can begin to catch sight of the little brown balls of fluff scurrying among the long legs of the turkey mothers who travel in small flocks as they feed on the edges of meadows. The males can grow to 24 pounds, the females to about half that weight. The turkey was first domesticated in Mexico, where its Aztec name was Totolan. When the Spanish invaded the New World, they encountered this large relative of the chicken, brought it back to Spain in the early 16th century, and named it pavo. Its popularity soon spread throughout Europe. It was the English who gave it the name turkey, because the bird reminded them of the guinea fowl, which they called turkey cock, because it came from Turkish lands. When the English invaded the New World, they introduced the European-bred strains of the turkey to eastern North America. In the 18th century, Ben Franklin suggested that the turkey become the national symbol of the new nation because of its great importance as a food source, a practical and peaceful image. But the founding fathers opted for a bird of prey to shape our national image. The turkey was an important food source in Central America. It was called the jeweled fowl because of the metallic sheen of its feathers. It was the patron bird of the ninth day of the Aztec's 13-day week. Fleeting references in textbooks suggest the turkey was a form of the Aztec god Tezcatlipoca, a creator god. But Tezcatlipoca borrowed his creator attributes from a much earlier earth goddess, because his name means smoking mirror, a poetic reference to the surface of the earth and the body of the earth mother. The turkey was also known as earth eagle, a symbol of all the blessings the earth contains, and an indication of its divine nature. In Amerindian lore, the turkey was called the giveaway bird, representing the spirit of self-sacrifice. This epithet may relate to the turkey's other association with the great Tzolot'l, in Aztec mythology, the sacrificer of the gods, who killed them to create the new world. In modern esoteric thinking, the turkey has come to symbolize giving, sharing, sustenance, and caring for others. When we consider that we are connected to all of life in our great biosystem, we understand that our needs are fulfilled only when the needs of all beings are fulfilled. And turkey reminds us to give and receive freely. And so, hail to the turkeys in the woods, and may they bless you by giving you a perfect jeweled feather. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.